Yevamos, Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah, Dalet 11:4, and we have more of the babies getting mixed up. Here in our Mishnah, we're going to basically bring out the following point, that there's a bit of an asymmetry between the prohibitions of marrying your niece and marrying your aunt. While one is, yes, permitted to marry his niece and marry his brother's son's ex-wife, that's what we call her ex-niece, if you will. That's permitted. But one may not marry his aunt, by which I mean one's father's brother's wife, even if they got divorced. Okay? So that being the case, we're going to have a setup where we're going to engineer two people getting mixed up, and we're not sure who essentially I'll call the uncle and who is the nephew. So here's the setup. You have a couple. We'll call them Yaakov and Leah. Okay? Now, Leah will be referred to in the Mishnah sometimes as the Zakena, the old woman, because she has some children. Okay, so first of all, she has a son, Yehuda. And this son, Yehuda, has a wife. The wife is Tamar. And they have a child. Now, Yehuda and Tamar have a child. And also, Leah has another child. And those two children get mixed up. So, Leah brings the child home. She calls him Reuven. And Tamar brings a child home. She calls him Zerach. Okay, so they have the two boys. We're not sure really, is Zerach really the uncle and Reuven the nephew? Or is Reuven the uncle and Zerach the nephew? Okay? So, that's really our setup here. Now, both Reuven will have his brother Yehuda, who is the father of Zerach. And he'll have another brother, let's say, we'll call him, Yosef. Okay? And then Zerach will also have a brother. We'll call him Peretz. So now we've got, their brothers that are around to do Yibum. So we're going to point out, the Mishnah will point out that because of the suffix, we don't know who's the uncle and who's the nephew between Reuven and Zerach. So therefore, it's not the same rules regarding the younger Zerach's wife with that generation and Reuven's wife. Okay, so here, there's actually two cases. We'll deal both with the case where the two boys that are Sfeikos, Reuven and Zerach, die, and also then we'll discuss what do they do if they survive, but their brothers, Yosef and Peretz, they die. Okay, so the Mishnah says inside, Ha'isha, you have a woman, She nis'arav vlada bevlad kalasa, that her child, her son, and the son of her daughter-in-law get mixed up. So again, here's the story. Leah, she's the Isha. And her Vlad, her son, gets mixed up with her daughter-in-law's son. So again, Leah had this son, Yehuda, and Yehuda has a wife, Tamar, and that's the Kala, and they have a child. So that child gets mixed up with Leah's child. So one is, like I said, the uncle, one is the nephew. Higdilu, if these two children grow up, so Reuven grew up in Leah's house, we're calling him Reuven, and Zerach grew up in Yehuda and Tamar's house, and we're calling him Zerach. But we're really not sure if Reuven is Reuven ben Leah or Reuven ben Tamar. And we're not sure if Zerach is Reuven ben Leah or Reuven ben Tamar. And then, V'nasu Nashim, both Reuven and Zerach get married. V'mesu, and both Reuven and Zerach die childless. That means that their wives, we'll call Reuven's wife Ruvena, and we'll call Zerach's wife's Zircha. Okay? So now these two women, Reuven and Zircha, both need to have Yibum done to them. But we're not sure who it should be. Should it be Leah's other son, Yosef, we'll call him, or should it be Tamar's other son, Peretz? And although I'm referring to the women here, of course, don't forget it goes to the father, not the mother. But they have both have the same mother and same father. It's not relevant here. Okay, so what happens? B'nei HaKala, the Tamar's son, we'll call him Peretz, who survived. So, Choltzin V'lo Miyabmin, he has to do Chalitza with both Ruvena and Zircha, because he's not sure. Either, let's just focus on Ruvena, for example. Ruvena, either that's really his aunt, right? Reuven was raised by Leah, and the Taka, let's say, was right. It was Leah's son. So therefore, Peretz's father, Yehuda, is brothers with Reuven. And that being the case, so Ruvena is his father's brother's wife, his aunt, which is an erevah to him. So he can't do Yibum. But maybe, really, Reuven wasn't the son of Leah. Really, Reuven is the son of Tamar. And that being the case, Reuven and Peretz are really halachic brothers, in which case there'd be a mitzvah of Yibum. But since we don't know, so then he does chalitza to both of them, both to Reuven and Zircha, and then, you know, both are free. On the other hand, as the Mishnah says, I should say, so B'nai HaKala, as for Peretz, Choltun v'lo miyabin, he does chalitza but not Yibum with each of the two women, Reuven and Zircha. Shehu safek eshes achiv, because maybe each of those women are his brother's wife, in which case it would be appropriate to do Yibum, therefore he has to at least chalitza. But safek eshes achi aviv, but also each one of them, each one of those women, are possibly his father's brother's wife, his aunt, which would be forbidden to him. So therefore, you do chalitza not Yibum. As for B'nei HaZakena, as for the son of the old woman, Leah, we're calling him Yosef. So Yosef, O Choltan O Miyabmin, he can do Chalitza or Yibum with both Reuven and Zircha, because Mamanavshach, it doesn't matter. So I should have said after they each get Chalitza from Peretz. Because once they get Chalitza from Peretz, so then Mamanavshach, it doesn't matter. Either Reuven is really his sister-in-law, Yosef's sister-in-law, and therefore the chalitza did nothing, but she's a shemeres yavam, but she'll get yibum proper through Yosef. Or really, Reuven was actually married to Reuven, who was the halachic brother of Peretz, and now Peretz gave her a chalitza, so she's a free agent, and she's marrying her uncle Yosef, or whatever, her ex-uncle Yosef, which is fine. Marrying her late husband's father's brother is permitted. Okay? That's why for each of them, Ocholten or Miyabmin, Shu Safik Eshes Achiv, the two possibilities. Either it's she's really his late brother's wife, in which case it's Yibum, or Eshes Ben Achiv, or she's the wife of his brother's son, which is not an Erva, a niece, not an Erva. Now, if that's case one of the Mishnah. Case two of the Mishnah is the same setup, but instead of the Reuven and Zerach, the mixed up boys dying, it's going to be Yosef and Peretz, the certain boys. And Leah had a son, Yosef, he died. And Tamar had a son, Peretz, and he died. Okay? But now they each died childless, and they therefore need Yibum or Chalitza. But these two boys, Reuven and Zerach, we're not sure who is the real brother-in-law and who is actually either a nephew or an uncle in the cases of the two women respectively. So let's just say for argument's sake that, you know, Yosef was married to Yosefa and Peretz was married to Pirza, and Yosef and Peretz died childless. So now both Yosefa and Pirza both need to have, you know, chalitza at least, or maybe Yibum, whatever, Yibum or chalitza. And the two people who are going to do it are Reuven and Zerach, but we're not sure if Reuven is Yosefa's real brother-in-law or if it's her nephew. So therefore what happens, says the Mishnah, Mesu HaKshirim, if two of the kosher brothers, Ksherim referring to the children who we know their identity for sure, so it's Yosef ben Leah and Peretz ben Tamar, those two guys die. So B'nei HaTarovas, the two mixed up guys, Zerach and Reuven, those two guys, L'vnei HaZekena, with respect to the widow of the son of the old woman, meaning Yosefa, who is the widow of Yosef, who's certainly the son of Leah, so she's like the older one, I'll call her, like the aunt, if you will. So with respect to her, both Reuven and Zerach, Choltin v'lo miyabmin, both of them have to do chalitza but can't do yibum, because maybe Reuven was really Yosef's brother, in which case Yosef is really his Yavama, and therefore would be a mitzvah. But maybe Yosef really is Yosef, who died, was really Zerach's father's brother, and therefore Yosefa really is his aunt, and he can't marry her. You can't marry your aunt. That's the your father's brother's wife is Isser Karas, and therefore Isser Torah. And therefore, yeah, it's a cross. So therefore, Zerach could never do Yibum. He can only do Chalitza. Since we don't know which is the real nephew, both do Chalitza. That's what the Mishnah says here. B'nei Tarovus L'vnei HaZekena. Regarding Yosefa, the surviving daughter-in-law of the old woman Leah, Choltin V'lo M'yabmin, both do Chalitza, but no to Yibum. Shu Safik Eishes Achiv, because maybe she really is Reuven's brother's, late brother's wife, but also Ve'eshes Achi Aviv, or maybe she's really the uncle's, late uncle's wife. On the flip side, for the B'nei Kala, for the woman who was married to the son of Tamar, the daughter-in-law, meaning Peretz, who we know was Tamar's son, who's married to Pirtza. So, Echad Cholitz v'Echad Miyabem. Someone has to do Chalitza, either Reuven or Zerach, but then the other one can do Yibum. Why? Because, again, Memanavshach, it's going to work out either way. If, let's say, Zerach is going to marry Pirtza, okay? So first, Reuven gives her a chalitza. Either Reuven really was her brother-in-law, in which case she's a free agent, or Reuven was not related to her, whatever, not relevant to the Yibum equation, and therefore the chalitza did nothing, but therefore really, Pirtza is waiting to do chalitza, or Yibum, with Zerach, and he does Yibum, so it works out great. So either way, it's going to work out fine. So as long as first comes a chalitza from the one of the two Tarovas, mixed up boys, the other one is allowed to do Yibum with Tamar's daughter-in-law widow.